Are you ready to discover how to maximize your marriage, family, and life while growing your business? Well, welcome to Love Plus Money, the show where we show you how to succeed in business while thriving in family, health, and legacy.
All right. Hello, hello. It's Andrew. And as some of you know, Janelle left me for 3 weeks to go to Colorado.
It's true.
And Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And sleep in. I don't know.
No, it was all pleasure. There was no work.
No work. Yeah. Just hung out. I had the four
Not
kids.
Not true. Way to shock everybody, Andrew.
Yeah.
So I was so thankful as we talk about time freedom and creating a business that works in your life. Although there's ups and downs, it is great to be able to take time. So I was able to take time and go to my aunt's funeral, one of my favorite people who really influenced me during her life. So I was able to have that time. And then on the other sides of it, was able to have a lot of family time with my sister, mom, dad. It was really great.
And now she's back.
And I'm back.
Now
yeah. Back. And I'm real excited for what we're talking about because if you guys last week, I guess now it's been 2 weeks, last episode, Andrew did the guided meditation of kind of connecting with your future self.
Yep.
So I did this as well upon returning. It had been probably 7 years since I last did this with you. A little of Andrew's background you may not know, but back in England, you had a certificate in?
Hypnotherapy.
Yeah.
Neuro-linguistic programming.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. NLP. So that was, that was obviously a while ago.
I was 16 or 17.
But you've been really great. So last time I did that, I might have even been before kids. I'm saying 7 years.
Yep.
Maybe it's been 17. But doing this again was really powerful for me. It really was. And you know, I'm the wife. So I'm like, okay, yes, I'll listen to this. It was great. So tell everybody, because some are going to be listening to this before going back and listening to the episode before. Why is it important? Like, why take the time, especially as a busy entrepreneur, to stop life, take a little time and get clear on this?
So one of the big factors is we're generally trying to solve the problem from where we are right now. So if I want to get in shape, if I want to improve my marriage, if I want to improve my business, be a better parent, most people will ask what?
What should I do?
What should I do? How can I, you know? And sometimes just asking how makes us feel stuck.
Mm, totally does.
And so what I've found with my clients is whenever anybody's asking how, it really means that their psychology is they don't know how to do it. I'm confused. I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get in shape? How do I improve my marriage? How do I step up?
Mm-hmm.
And then what I find is when people keep on asking the how questions, they'll start feeling fear, doubt, procrastination, paralysis by analysis.
I think especially if we have so many things that come to mind. I want to get in shape. I'm like, do I go with the V-shred guy that's on my ads all the time? Do I go with ABCD? Like, our mind almost gets flooded because we know there's so many different options that work for so many different people.
Yeah, and that's the thing right now. We're faced with so many different noises, voices.
Absolutely.
This is what you should do. Should it be yoga? Should it be CrossFit? Should it be whatever? So we get overwhelmed because the truth is we have too much choice.
Yeah.
And what I found is most people, they keep on learning, and they keep on procrastinating because now they've got even more options. And so those how questions, eventually you're going to come up with, am I even good enough? Because if you ask how enough and it's still not clear, you ultimately turn into blaming yourself.
Mm.
Then I must not be good enough because so-and-so did it. And I must not be smart enough. I must not be driven enough or whatever. So we start blaming ourselves. And that's normal for most people because where you are right now, if you're in a scarcity, scared, stuck mindset, and you're trying to figure out how to do something, you're not going to come up with very good answers. So the guided visualization that we did on the last episode, that helps you start with already of solving the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go, hey, is there a future version of me? So this is my question that gets most of my clients out of being stuck. Is it possible that with the right decisions at the right time, you could achieve this in the future? Is it possible that there's a future version of you who makes the right choices at the right time that could achieve, whether it's a financial goal and you want to make $500,000, $500 million, whatever it is. Is it possible with the right choices at the right time that a future version of you could have achieved that, mm-hmm. or be in shape, mm-hmm. or be the parent, or have freedom in their own life.
I'm glad you're saying that, because if we're really good, if we're feeling really solid, let's boil it down to family, health, and business. Yep. If we just boil down to those three, and we say, okay, but you know what? I got the fitness thing down. Like, I'll say for me, it's not hard for me to generally eat really healthy and go to the gym. I like it. It's kind of part of how I relieve stress. That part I got down. The family thing, I feel like I'm solid in that.
Yeah.
Like in the season of life, business, I've had a lot of questions. Like, we're growing. We're starting to do some international expansion with some things that I do, that we both do. But I can get some questions and I can get so stuck. And it can be easy for me to almost just go to the areas, one or two of those other three areas that I feel good at and focus there. For others, it might be, hey, you know what? Family is kind of messy right now. My relationship maybe is a little messy, but we go to business. At least I can do business well. And then we just kind of stay there. And so that's another part I see of the reason is, if ultimately family relationships are important, it's so vital to pause and go here so that those areas that might be weaker can be strengthened, so we can feel whole as we're going through life, building business, having solid relationships.
Yeah. And so I think that's the thing. You bring up a great point. Most people go to the areas that they already feel good in.
Totally.
So if it's business, they're going to hide in business. Mm-hmm. If it's fitness, they'll hide in fitness. Mm-hmm. If it's relationships, they'll hide in relationships. And the other areas could be dropping. But you're like, well, at least I know I can go and work out.
Totally.
Or at least I know I can go to business and make money.
Yeah. You
know? So that's one of the big factors. If we're starting with, is it possible? And I did this on a group Zoom yesterday. And somebody was like, oh, I just don't know if I could ever do that. And I was like, well, is it possible that the right decisions at the right time, meeting the right people, that you could be there within a year or two? And they went, yeah, it is possible with the right decisions at the right time that I could be there. And I was like, great. What level of certainty do you have about that, 0 to 10? They said, well, right now, 10. And there's something so powerful about saying that out loud, like saying, hey, it is possible.
Because we say it to one another.
Yeah.
You know, we can be lacking confidence in an area and have maybe it's a family member or a best friend comes to us with the exact same issue. You know, we're going to show up and say, you got this. It's just ABC. And I think that's can be hard to do for ourselves. Okay, yeah. Another reason why going here is so important.
Because we buy our own story of why we're stuck, you know. I guarantee if you write down right now an area of your life that you're really struggling with, and you write down an area of your life that you're really doing well in, the area that you're struggling in, I guarantee you've got a complicated story about it. Mm-hmm. Complicated story about going to the gym. Complicated story about business. And I guarantee the area that you're doing well in, you've got a really simple story.
True.
You know, so what starting with a future version of yourself does, if we know it's possible, we've said it out loud that it is possible. And if I go, right, if that version of me has solved this problem, let's just use fitness for an example because it's easy. If I was in that level of shape, if I had that level of fitness, if I had that body fat percentage, muscle mass, you know, cardiovascular fitness, whatever it is, if I'd already achieved it, how did I do it? And it comes with the premise that you've already done it. So if I'd done it, how did I do it?
If I already had a passionate relationship with my spouse, if I already had this dream relationship with my adult child, what?
Yeah, is it possible with the right decisions at the right time that I could have a really connected, passionate marriage? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the right decisions at the right time, yes. Mm-hmm. All right, so if you'd achieved that, how did you do it? If you'd already achieved the financial success or the title at work or the freedom, if you'd already achieved it, how did you do it? And then we can reverse engineer it. So it's so much easier to start knowing that we've done it. Because if I go the other way, which is how we've been trained, you don't know the answer. So you go and do something and then you see if it works. And again, on my group Zoom yesterday, we were talking about how people don't follow people who are not certain. And so what most people try and do, they have low certainty, they do something, and if they get a result, they're like, oh, I'm going to boost up my confidence. And then they do something else and they don't get the result and the confidence drops. And then they do something else and they get the result and the confidence goes up. That is the slowest way you could possibly grow, mm-hmm. where successful people start with that certainty, that confidence, because people follow confident, certain people. And we can't go step by step. It doesn't work that way because we'll be all over the place because we're in a reactive state.
So you're saying start with that certainty and answer answer these questions of what is it that I would have done?
Yep.
Or what is it that I...
And I've got a set of questions that I'm going to lead you guys through today.
Okay, good.
That's going to help. You know, so when I'm doing this with my clients, a lot of clients, they'll have the answers instantly when we talk about it from a future standpoint. And so the exercise on the last episode was a real way to get connected with who you will be. And I have had clients, one guy that I'm thinking of right now, we probably did this 14 years ago. And it last month, he's like, I am the person I saw in that future vision.
Mm-hmm. You have some clients that have been with you for a long time.
Long time.
That's cool.
Average coach, I think it's about 6 months.
Yeah.
And I think mine's at least 8 years.
Yeah.
You know, so it's one of those things that are like, it's so powerful that I did it with my first coach.
Mm.
And there's so many similarities in our life today than what I saw back then. And I remember being so confused. And I was like, wow, I wouldn't have that many kids. Why am I living in a place like that? Oh, I wouldn't wear those types of clothes. And it's just interesting as things have progressed,
mm-hmm.
I'm more like that guy than I was with who I was when I did it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the thing. You cannot hit a target that you can't see. So that guided visualization, I'm not giving you any clues. I'm keeping it pretty nebulous so that you can find what, you know, you can add on in the details yourself,
mm-hmm.
rather than me guiding you what the details is. Because I want it to be really open so that your intuition is guiding you
mm-hmm.
to the answer rather than me telling you. Because I see so many coaches and what they do is they're not coaching, they're mentoring. It's like, oh, if you want that success, if you want that relationship, do this.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get in shape, do this. If you want to have that business success. And what that really means is it's the Andrew Devlin show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, I know better how to run your life than you do, so go do what I tell you. And that does not empower anybody. It doesn't help them grow. You may get some results, but then what you found is you're going to go back to that guru
mm-hmm.
again and again because they have the answers rather than going, hey, I know it.
Yeah, that you've learned how to ask yourself those questions and go there. And I love that. This is soul stuff. From the feminine here, like, but this is soul stuff that is not always talked about. But when it comes down to the most important thing in our life, again, end of our days, when it comes down to our relationships, bottom line, how we've lived our life, what we've chosen to give our time to. Yeah. And so this is why I had like 45 minutes. It was about 25 minutes to go through the guided meditation. Yeah. I wrote some things out afterwards. I mean, zero time. People spend more time on that. You know, watching a show.
Oh, yeah.
So that was powerful.
Yeah. And even this week, I had a client and we were going through some of these questions. I said, hey, why don't you jump on my last podcast
mm-hmm.
and go through that guided visualization? Mm-hmm. And he texts me within, I don't know, an hour and a half, 2 hours. And he's like, done it. Absolutely like blown away. Like that helped so much. Mm-hmm. So again, you guys, we all need somebody in our life to give us different perspectives,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the benefit of a coach, at least it should be with a coach, is that coach isn't bought in to their perception of what should be right for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm neutral. That's how I come into a call. I'm not neutral in relationships, mm-hmm. but I am neutral as a coach, you know, because it's like, it's your goal. If somebody says, hey, I want to date the most beautiful woman in the world, I'm like, great, okay, let's go. A lot of my clients, I don't even know what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no judgment. You know, which is, I find, a very refreshing place to be. Mm-hmm. So their goals is my goal. So
mm-hmm.
here are some questions that I want you to think about when you're doing the guided visualization. Or if you want to connect with that future version, like, hey, is it possible? Yeah, it's possible, you know. Number one, when you'd achieved it, in order for you to get there, what did you stop doing? So that's question number one. What did you stop doing? If you want a passionate relationship, what did you stop doing in order to achieve that? Let them answer.
Mm-hmm.
And the next question is, what did you do less of? That might be scrolling. It might be arguing. Mm-hmm. It might be judging. Like, you know, again, listen to what that future version of you that has achieved it, what did they do less of? And the third question is, what did you do more of? To have that passionate marriage, to have that business success, what did you do more of? And again, on a group Zoom I was leading yesterday, it was like, well, I'd get out there more. How much more? Yeah, a lot. And I was like, great. Like, so now quantify it. Mm-hmm. Because did they follow a schedule? Or did they just do it when they feel like it? Most people are doing things based on their feelings. Mm-hmm. That's going to get us in a lot of trouble because the truth is most days we don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. And we buy the story. Now, I'll cover this on another talk, but I'll talk about how we really do make decisions mm-hmm. and why we get ourselves so stuck. Mm-hmm. And so, again, so what do you stop doing? What did you do less of? What did you do more of? And then the final question is, what did you start doing? Maybe something that's not even a habit or a behavior right now, but from the psychology of the version of you that has mm-hmm. achieved it, what did you start doing? And again, so think about the area of your life that you'd like to improve the most of now, right now. Is it fitness? Is it health? Again, I look at those two things as different because I could be healthy and not fit and fit and not healthy. And so what am I doing for those areas? Is it relationship? Is it kids? Is it your own self-worth? Mm-hmm. Do you need to forgive something of the past, or is it business? Mm-hmm. You know? So again, see where you're at. Choose one area, work through it. You can always do this for other areas. But which area of your life would give you the biggest bang for your buck?
Mm-hmm. And then it's scheduling it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of examples of all these, even just the three pillars we just talked about, you know, our health, our family, our marriage,
yep.
our business, and it's putting it in the schedule then, isn't it?
Yep.
Like if someone's going to say, I've never done coaching,
yep.
but I feel like that would really help me. It's you're committing to coaching. It's yep. in your calendar. It's like ain't nothing coming in the way of
people don't miss
that.
Dentist appointments. Mm-hmm. They don't miss massages. Mm-hmm. But if you're working on your own business, how many times did you miss your own deadlines? Mm-hmm. Because being your own boss, being your own accountability.
I was just going to say that.
And we're working with our kids to have their own accountability. If it's me managing them, they're never going to learn to have self-accountability. Mm-hmm. So again, it's different because it's like they're going to mess up more, but they're going to get more accountability. Mm-hmm. So most people will accept a familiar hell than an unfamiliar heaven.
Come on.
So it's the familiar zone, not the comfort zone. Let's face it, most people are not comfortable, mm-hmm. but they are familiar. And they get stuck and they get familiar with who they think they are and their behaviors. And it becomes the new normal. And so I'm here to tell you that there is a better way of doing life. There is a faster way of growing. There is a more fun way of growing. But it's probably not just you doing it because you buy your own stories. Every single person I work with buys their own story. I buy my own story.
I buy my own story.
Yep, that's
Andrew
why
knows.
I have a coach, you know. And then most people, the way they're trying to go forward is they remember their past. That's like looking in the rearview mirror, expecting to drive well. And so it's like, oh, well, what did I do last year? And you know, how many times have I tried to follow a schedule and not done it? Or how many times have I tried to start a fitness program and dropped the ball?
And we stay there.
Yeah, because they're going into a version of themselves mm-hmm. that is unresourceful and already stuck, expecting to mm-hmm. get wisdom and resources from mm-hmm. it. And so my belief, this might seem a little weird, but it's as abstract for me to think about my past as it is to think about my future. And what I mean by that is if I'm remembering the past, it's almost like a version. It's like a movie. It's fragmented. Mm-hmm. Your human memory is like Swiss cheese. So the way humans remember is they base it on the emotion that they're in and the psychology that they're in at that age. So if you remember something really bad from 6 or 8 or 10 or 12, you're going to remember it with the psychology of a 6-year-old, mm-hmm. with the emotions that the 6-year-old had. And so I feel like it is just as tangible for me to connect with a future version of myself who's done it. And it sounds weird, but I'm going to use the word remembering. I'm remembering a future version of myself that's done it. Just like I can remember a past version of myself, but you know, if you're remembering the past or remembering the future, your brain doesn't know the difference. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather connect with a version of me that's even better, that has an even more passionate, loving marriage, that's even healthier, stronger, even more connected to his kids, mm-hmm. grown an even bigger business, than the guy who struggled and not known and full of doubt. So where do you go? Where are you going? It's being conditioned and it's normal to think about the past. It's being conditioned and normal to ask how. I'm telling you that it does not work. For 25,000 plus hours of one-on-one work, it doesn't work. Most people get unresourceful. And if you're looking for problems, you're going to see them more. I had a client yesterday and they're like, oh, I really want to find out where this X, Y, and Z came from. I was like, well, we can do that, but we're going to spend a lot of time down there. And will it do anything? Or do you just need to forgive yourself?
Create some new patterns.
Yep. And move forward. So remembering forward is a very powerful tool.
Mm-hmm. And we do that for others. I'm just thinking of an example. If you have kids, yep. let's say they're a nail biter. I'm just picking something. Even though they've been maybe doing that for years, yep. if you were helping them, if you were guiding them, you would help them do exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, it's all right. That's the past. We're moving forward now. Yep. There's that's one example that yep. comes to my mind. We would help someone else. We'd help a child, someone else we love, know that to be true. And for us to do it for ourselves, it can be hard. Like you said, we're in business for ourselves. Yep. Take that belief and run with it and not get stuck in the past.
Yep. And we'll cover this in a lot more detail about where we really go. And I think that's the thing. But it's like the way you're going to solve your problems is through logic. Because anytime you're talking to anybody else, you step into this logic mode, you see it, because you don't buy the story mm-hmm. the way they buy the story. Don't buy your story about your past. And my daughter last night, or maybe this morning, she said, Dad, if you could change anything, what would it be of your past? And she goes, would you change? I went through a glass door when I was 8, and I spent 8 months relearning how to walk again and quite a few years to get full mobility back. And she goes, would you change that? I said, nope. Now, I still feel pain from that accident on most days, but I wouldn't change it because it made me who I am. And so you can have gratitude mm-hmm. for some of those painful events because it's about growing the character. Mm-hmm. So I hope that helps. So dive in to the last episode. Ask yourself these questions. You could just ask yourself these questions as well without doing the big deep dive. And see what your future version of yourself. And if you need help, that's what I'm here for. Love to talk to you one-on-one.
I think you're talking about opening up another group coaching
yeah.
coming up soon. So if that's something you guys are yep. interested, let us know.
Yep.
And we can get that all set up. And then
next week.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, I think you want to talk about it.
Why don't you start?
So one of the big questions we've been getting recently uh-huh. is relationship stuff. And me and Janelle have been working a lot on relationship, even though Janelle's been gone and we've been doing separate relationship work. Mm-hmm. And then we did a marriage assessment.
Yep, which we will be sharing.
Mm-hmm. And
not all the details, but we'll be sharing about
this. We started going over that and we'd both done it separately, but we started going over those results on a mm-hmm. Wednesday. We're about 30% through, mm-hmm. I would say. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be diving into how to have a passionate, loving, connected, trusting marriage.
No matter if you've been married for a day or 50 years.
Yep.
So I think it's just really bringing that in again, because we're looking at ourselves as whole beings. We want to make sure that marriage is good. And I've already had somebody say, because I shared something on our stories,
ooh.
That we were doing the assessment, and I'll just tell people ahead of time, it's good as you're going through it to chunk it up.
Yeah.
And to start with, okay, we're starting positive, we're ending positive. If you need to pray before and after, I'm going to recommend that. But to know this is to make us yeah. better and stronger. There's guiding kind of questions throughout. But
and we started with just hey, let's just be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not hold back. Let's not worry about offending the other person because we're doing it in a safe place. Mm-hmm. But if we had a marriage therapist with us, people
it's
don't
so
lose
true.
It.
You don't lose it. Yeah, no. You don't lose it. I want another one. You have a marriage therapist there, I'm sure. So yeah, and I already had somebody say, okay, I really want to know what you guys have been doing with this marriage assessment, but I'm also kind of scared.
Yep. It is scary. I was nervous to sit down with you and go over it. I was excited to go over the results and then we sat down.
You don't know what's going to come up.
Yeah. And nobody likes to feel like they're not doing a good job or anything, but this is the thing. It's like, having a classic car. You're going to have to take some bolts out, pull off the yeah. upholstery. You're going to have to strip it down a little bit to build it back up even better.
Oh, well, now you're getting a little PG-13. but
nobody cares if it's PG-13.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. No, well,
nobody gets excited by that.
Yeah. So we're excited to talk to you guys about that because we talk business. We've had some family talk, and we're going to be going deeper with the relationship side because that just makes everything a lot more enjoyable when you're.
And it fuels business.
It does fuel business.
It fuels kids and it fuels fitness.
It sure does.
Anyway, we will do that next episode.
Next episode.
Love to hear your thoughts, comment.
Yeah. Stay
free,
my friends.
Share it, and we'll speak to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for riding shotgun with us on another episode of Love Plus Money. We trust you're leaving with meaningful insights. If today's episode fueled your hunger for success and fulfillment in all areas of life, don't hold back. Hit that subscribe button, give us your rating, and lay down your thoughts in a review. Your feedback powers our mission to equip high achievers like you with the tools to conquer every challenge. Stay dialed in with us on social at Devlin Worldwide. And guys, keep charging ahead, nurturing your relationships, and never compromising on your most important dedications. Until next time, this is Andrew and Janelle Devlin signing off, reminding you that love plus money can equal the freedom to live your best, most purpose-filled life.
This has been a production from a podcast studio.